Deutschlandfunk Nova. Grünstreifen.
Jetzt, wenn man so will, haben wir eine Direktorin bei uns, eine Musikdirektorin von Vice Media, diesem globalen Medienunternehmen, das ganz, ganz viel Content generiert, Magazine, Webformate, Videos. Und sie ist dafür zuständig, dass die Musik, die da auftaucht, auch dazu passt.
So, jetzt wollen wir mal ein bisschen protzen an der Stelle. 2016 hat sie den Woman in Sync Award gewonnen, auch Best Music in App VR, AR and Mobile Media und Best Original Music in a Trailer. Allein wenn ich das schon aufzähle, muss ich ehrlich gestehen, wird mir ein bisschen schwindelig. Wir finden die Arbeit von ihr auf jeden Fall so spannend, dass wir sie uns zu uns eingeladen haben. Hier auf unsere Deutschlandfunk Nova Bühne im Stadtgarten. Charlotte Verkotze, hallo.
Hallo.
Schön, dass du da bist.
Dankeschön.
Your work sounds interesting. We are going to do this interview in English and half German maybe, because your roots are in France and in Germany. But you said English is the language you're confident at most. Your job sounds really interesting, as we mentioned. You're matching brands and music as a music director at Vice. Could you tell us how a normal office day looks like?
Well, it's a very collaborative work. I work for an internal agency called the Brand Studio. It's a production studio which works with brands, and I work a lot with our account people who represent the brands, and a lot with the creative, and mostly with the editors, who are the people who are putting all the videos together. And I sit down with them and make sure that, you know, we can find the right music and that it really matches the picture, and also that they don't pick very expensive tracks without telling me.
Also Charlotte ist im Endeffekt die Schnittstelle, wenn man so will, ne? Zwischen den ganzen Marken, zwischen den Musikern, die dann in den Videos auftauchen, und wiederum zwischen denjenigen, die den Content generieren dann wieder und so Formate wie zum Beispiel Earthworks herausbringen. Lass mich es kurz erklären. Das sind 3 Episoden, wo Animal Collective, diese Musiker, nach Mexiko reisen oder in unterschiedliche Länder, dort Sounds aufnehmen und die dann wiederum in neue Musik packen. Also daraus entstehen dann wieder neue Tracks, und gleichzeitig wird so ein bisschen der Klimawandel natürlich auch beäugt, also es darf nicht zu kurz kommen. Is this the best example for what you're doing, or could you explain us what you're doing in this process?
Well, that one is a specific exception because it was more TV show. Actually, one episode with Animal Collective, one with Miguel, and one with local natives. And we shot them around the world, and they interacted with local people, local musicians. They recorded the music, and then Animal Collective actually came out with an EP. That I was very involved with, more the licensing, but also finding the right track from their albums. But another example, if I want to talk about actual branded content, is Smirnoff, who is a client of us, who have been working with a lot with them. They are all about supporting the electronic music, and they really wanted to take risks and work with underground collectives. So we work with Disc Woman, who is a techno collective from Brooklyn, and also Nafi, who is a collective from Mexico. And then they also decided that they wanted to support the number of women in the electronic scene and make sure that there were more women as headliners. So we created a documentary about the Black Madonna, which is a DJ in Chicago, and she flew to Uganda to do some music and workshop with women, with that DJ called DJ Rachel. And from that, there were like more events. So in this case, I helped really make sure that we use their music correctly, that the music is matching, it's translating the picture. And sometimes where there are collaboration, I actually, when I sit down with the editor, we even sometimes recreate music with the tracks. Mm-hmm. And from this partnership with Smirnoff and these bands, actually, I'm not saying that we launched them, they were already very present, but I think it was additional promotion, and I think the collaboration was really strong, and hopefully it can continue like that.
It might be a little bit tricky because you're working with those brands and you're working with the music on the other side. And the thing is that if you like the music, then you probably might like the brand. That is probably the idea behind it.
Well, we never force a band to be part of our content. Also, I think it's a little bit different than traditional commercials where you have 30 seconds and then it's all about the product. And I think it's becoming very overwhelming for people because they feel like they are forced to buy products. And when you see a traditional commercial, the music is just plugged behind the picture. What we are doing with branded content is a little bit different because we really reach out to the talent, make sure that they feel comfortable to be on that documentary. And if the talent is actually on camera and if it's a band on camera, of course we want to make sure they will feel comfortable in front of the camera. So it doesn't really make sense for us to work with a band if they don't feel the connection and the benefit from it. So I think we always try to find stories which are engaging for everybody, and that's the beauty for bands to work with a company like Vice, because we started with our audience. We didn't start as a traditional agency. It's our magazine first, our audience, and then we decided to expand our activities.
Charlotte von Kotze hier bei uns im Interview. Sie bleibt noch ein bisschen bei uns, hat uns gerade erklärt, wie im Groben ihr Job funktioniert, wenn sie arbeitet für Vice als Musikmanagerin.
Supervisor
klingt natürlich auch so wahnsinnig. Es klingt schon auch ein bisschen wichtig, aber die Charlotte sitzt hier ganz normal.
Down to earth, da musst du auch mal so was Englisches sagen, Sonja. Down to earth, total die Charlotte hier bei uns.
Wir haben unser Studio verlassen und begrüßen heute Nachmittag in unserer Show ganz viele Gäste. Wir haben ja gerade schon mit Charlotte von Kotze gesprochen. Die ist Music Supervisor bei Vice Media. Sie hat französische und deutsche Wurzeln. Sie ist geboren in Paris. Und Charlotte, du bist ausgebildet an der Klarinette. Ist das richtig?
Ich hab 10 Jahren Klarinette gelernt, aber ich habe auch viel vergessen.
Ja, okay, aber kann man schon sagen, ja, dass du das Instrument spielen kannst?
Es hilft.
Ja. Okay, gut. Wir machen das Interview auch immer ein bisschen in Englisch, weil Charlotte wohnt in New York und mit dem Englischen, das fällt ihr manchmal ein bisschen leichter. So, tell us, how important is your musical skill for your work? Are there any benefits?
Yeah, a lot. I work with creative and editors who sometimes then who have also very good knowledge and taste, but sometimes they translate music in their language. So when they come to me and they tell me, hey, I have a campaign coming up, I want to have some cool music, positive, uplifting, building, it's great words, but it doesn't mean a lot. So I have to then translate all that language in a more musical language to the composers. And I think it's less frustrating for the composers to hear specific musical wordings.
Does this mean that you put your instrument at work in front of those people who are creating anything, and then you play the things?
No, I don't play. The composers play. But what I mean is I learn music theory, and that helps a lot when you have very tight deadlines and you need to deliver something very quickly to be able to help a composer with a specific language and also come up with ideas of references of tracks which could be great to, you know, to play on the edits.
Charlotte hat uns gerade erklärt, dass die Tatsache, dass sie eben auch ein Instrument beherrscht, nämlich Klarinette, ihr schon auch hilft bei ihrer Arbeit, weil es manchmal ein bisschen leichter fällt, wenn bestimmte Aufträge kommen und jemand sagt, hier, hör mal, wir hätten gerne eine Musik und die soll irgendwie uplifting sein und Tempo und so weiter und so fort, dann klingt das zwar alles ganz gut, aber man muss es natürlich mit Inhalt füllen und da weiß sie dann schon ganz konkret, an welcher Stelle sie anpacken und das auch weitergeben muss.
Weil sie eben diese musikalische Fertigkeit gelernt hat. Bevor sie 2014 zu Vice gekommen ist, hat Charlotte bei French Music Export Office in New York auch gearbeitet. Wenn ich es richtig gelesen und verstanden habe, Charlotte, dann geht es darum, französische Musik in die Welt rauszutragen. What was your job exactly there?
So I was working between the French labels, publishers, and concert venues, bookers, to make sure that the music from France was represented in the US. And we also had to discover a lot of labels and publishers also in the US. We were very present at festivals to make sure that our artists from France were there, that the new releases were there, and I was really there actually working when Phoenix picked up, Justice picked up, Daft Punk was very big, and it was very interesting, and I think that's really when I discovered actually the job of a music supervisor. And thanks to my job at the French Music Export Office, I really had a better discovery about the landscape in America, and I'm still in touch with the French music industry. I even have a former colleague who is here, Daniel. It's an office that I think has brought a lot to a lot of bands.
Also sie sagt eben, dass sie damals auch die amerikanische Musiklandschaft kennengelernt hat mit ihrer Arbeit da. Bands wie Phoenix, wie Justice, mit denen hat sie zusammengearbeitet und die hat sie im Endeffekt auch dann ein Stück weit betreut, was den amerikanischen Markt dort anging bei French Music Export Office. One step back, you were working for Giant Step. It is actually a label and it was kind of brand marketing there as well. What was your job there?
So it was actually after the French Music Export Office, and it started as a label. I was never part of the label, but it's been very famous in New York because it brought the acid jazz scene in the States. And the founder is Maurice Bernstein, very famous in the US. And I've had the chance to help on the organization of shows, and I worked a lot with Q-Tip from A Tribe Called Quest. We did also shows with Questlove and the very famous music collector Giles Peterson, who has a great show on another radio in England. And that's how I discovered a lot of music. I owe them a lot regarding my knowledge of hip-hop music.
And actually, we can say you know a lot of famous people, right? Because you have a cool job.
I do, but they are the coolest one, and I think it's very important for music supervisors to share the credits, because at the end of the day, the people who are really making all the best things work in these campaigns are the musicians, the creative, the editors, and me. I'm like in collaboration with all of them, so it's a group effort, and it's really amazing to be able to work with different people and different teams.
Also sie sagt im Endeffekt, dass es in erster Linie um die Musik geht und man den Musikern eben den Respekt zollen muss und immer darauf achten, ganz egal welche Kampagne man irgendwie macht und für wen man ist, dass man den Musiker im Auge hat und mit ihm fair umgeht, wenn ich das so richtig deute, wenn jetzt jemand zuhören sollte, wovon wir natürlich ausgehen heute, und Lust hat, irgendwie in diesem Bereich auch als Supervisor zu arbeiten. What is your advice? What would you give people some tips or something that they have to do when they will become music supervisor?
If they want to become.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When I was in that position looking to do that job, I was going actually to a lot of conferences and trying to volunteer and meet as many music supervisors as possible. Lots of them told me that they started to be a music supervisor by accident, which kind of actually upsetted me because it didn't really help me to get some advice. But then really nothing like particular. I worked very hard on expanding my network. I didn't have a big personal life for a couple of months because I was prioritizing on going to networking events and shows and a lot of passion. Like, I think my best advice is to be as honest as possible, to be transparent as possible, to also be curious and not also only think about your personal tastes, but there's like a whole world, so many cultures, so many countries, and just like go outside your boxes and your network and like follow your passion and your Bauchgefühl.
Bauchgefühl, sehr schön. Also Bauchgefühl muss man
auch haben, ist auch wichtig mitbringen. In diesem Job. Ja. Also was muss man mitbringen, wenn man ungefähr so einen Job machen möchte wie die Charlotte? Sie hat gesagt, klar, du musst einfach ein sehr offener Mensch sein, du musst dich interessieren für die unterschiedlichsten Musikstile, auch wenn es dir selber nicht persönlich gefällt, aber du musst irgendwie erkennen, da steckt so ein gewisses Potenzial drin, du musst dich gut vernetzen. Und was sie gemacht hat, sie hat ganz viele Volunteers, Praktika, ne? Du hast ganz viele Praktika gemacht und darüber auch eben ganz andere, viele, viele andere Music Supervisors kennengelernt und sich einfach viel mit denen unterhalten, die viel gefragt, ihr habt euch viel ausgetauscht und jetzt bist du da, wo du bist, nämlich Music Supervisor bei Weiß. Charlotte von Kotze, hier zu Gast heute Nachmittag bei uns im Stadtgarten, live von der CO Pop, Deutschlandfunk Nova. Vielen Dank, dass du vorbeigeschaut hast.
Vielen, vielen Dank.
Deutschlandfunk Nova, Grünstreifen.